So welcome once again to another one of the Feldenkrais online lessons. Today's lesson is really going to be a classic exploration of what I like to call differentiation, the ability to be able to move different parts of oneself in different directions, to be able to use oneself, to make choices. And the other thing, for those of you who are relatively new to this work, to just remember, I mean, I'm going to be keeping my eye on you, but to just remember that less is more and that you do what's comfortable for you. Each one of you is coming here with your own unique set of interests and challenges. So remember to honor your system. And so just take a moment to sense your contact with the floor. Notice your breathing. What moves as you breathe? Do you feel movement in your abdomen? In your back? Take a moment to sense the contact of your ribs, the backs of your ribs with the floor. And does the right side of the ribs touch in the same way as the left side? And maybe you can even sense that difference as you breathe. And then turn your attention to the back of your head and where the back of your head touches the floor. Can you sense the distance of your right ear from your right shoulder? And your left ear from your left shoulder? And it's always interesting to have a sense of that because, you know, sometimes it changes and sometimes my perception is, you know, maybe not what really is there, but how I've organized the rest of myself to make sure that my head feels like it's in the middle. So very gently roll your head to the right and left. Just easy. Noticing as you're turning your head, first of all, how far does it go easily? So you're not trying to take it to the absolute end of your range. And then also just noticing how the head turns. Is the movement smooth? Does it feel a little jumpy, rocky? Does your nose go in the same trajectory in each direction? As you're turning your head, do you feel the results of this anywhere else in yourself? For example, as your head goes to the right, do you feel anything in your left shoulder or vice versa? Does it change your weight? And then leave the turning of your head, bend your knees and bring your feet so that they're standing on the floor comfortably apart. And now you're going to take a position that we're going to stick with for most of the things that we explore in this lesson. And that is where you're going to wrap your arms across your chest as if you're hugging yourself. And, you know, just to make sure that everyone's doing it the same way, we want to make sure that you're not doing it sort of like King Tut in his tomb, but like a bear hug. And so you just place your, you know, right arm across your chest and then your left arm across the other way. So you don't want to put your second arm on top of your first arm. They both are touching your torso. And now, hopefully, yeah, so you have one arm on top and one arm on the bottom. So now the bottom arm is going to stay connected to whatever you're holding on to, your ribs or underneath your armpit, and your upper arm is going to be detached. And you're just going to begin a very gentle movement of reaching your upper arm in the direction where your hand is pointing, and letting your upper body begin to turn a little bit in that direction. So in other words, if your left hand is on top, then your left hand would be reaching over to the right as if you wanted to touch the floor. So not up in the air, but as if you wanted to kind of caress your floor. And so your arm is reaching a little bit over to that side. Your head is turning as if your hand wanted to look at it. And then the underneath arm is holding on to the ribs or the armpit and helping out a little bit. So it's as if your underneath arm is encouraging your ribs to turn, your armpit to turn. You want to keep your pelvis on the floor, so you're just moving your upper body. So if you feel like there's a strain in your lower back, it means that you're trying to go too far. So you're just reaching a little bit. Be as lazy as you can be, but let your head turn with you. So your head is turning and your upper body is turning, but keep your pelvis on the floor and don't strain. Don't take it to the point where you start to feel like something's pulling in your lower back, and you reach and return and reach and return. It's an easy movement, each time coming all the way back to lying on your back. Let your breath be soft. As you're doing this, one of the reasons I chose this lesson is because it really helps free up the relationship of the neck and shoulders. So as you're turning, could you think each time that you're turning that you're allowing your neck to become softer and softer, more and more like spaghetti? That's great. And then pause a moment, and with your upper arm that you've just been reaching with, now hold on to whatever part that hand connects with. And begin doing the same movement, reaching with the underarm in the other direction. So this is going to be a different feeling. So you detach that under that hand and let that hand begin to crawl a little bit as if it wanted to touch the floor. Again, you're keeping your pelvis and your knees more or less still. And you're just doing a tiny movement in the other direction. Let your head go with you, even if it's only a tiny bit. You don't want to keep your head too still right now. So your lower arm is reaching in that direction. Don't yank yourself, right? You're just doing a gentle encouraging. Noticing in what way it feels different. So allow your upper torso to move. What you're doing is you're differentiating the top part of yourself from the bottom part of yourself in this particular case. And then let it all go. Put your arms down, stretch out your legs, and take a rest. And just notice what you're feeling in between your two shoulder blades right now as you're resting. Notice how this has impacted on your breathing. And once again, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and hopefully you remember which arm you had on top, because now you're going to reverse so that the other arm is on top. And once again, begin reaching with your upper arm in the direction that that hand is connecting to the floor. So, you know, you don't have to touch the floor, but wherever the arm will move. And pay attention as you're doing this reaching to notice what you're feeling in the shoulder blade of the arm that's reaching. Again, I was talking about the neck, but one of the things that's really important I find in this lesson is the muscles in the lower back area where we have a tendency so many times to grip or try to strain in order to be able to move more. So each time you move towards this direction that your arm is reaching. See if you can also sense the area just above your pelvis and think about that area softening and letting go. Your head is going with you. You're using that lower hand to support. Noticing your breathing. And then pause a moment and allow that upper hand to hold on to something. Detach your lower hand and begin reaching in the other direction. Again, you can sense how the lower arm accesses a different area of the rib cage. It has a different kind of relationship with the shoulder blade. So don't expect it to feel the same. And again, it's not a feeling of yanking as much as is a feeling of encouragement. You can almost feel how that shoulder blade wants to slide a little bit along the rib cage. And then once again, let your arms come down, let your legs come down, and rest. Taking a moment to notice, has this movement of the upper part of yourself in any way impacted on your experience of the lower part of yourself? And bend your legs again and go back to your original hug. And this time, could you begin reaching so that one time your upper arm is leading and you're turning towards the upper area, and then you grab on with that arm and reach with the lower arm in the opposite direction. So basically now what you're doing is you're reaching once with your upper arm and once with your lower arm, letting your head go with you. Again, don't reach so far that you start to feel your pelvis rocking. Keep it easy. And pause a moment and just switch your arms and try exactly the same thing. And because you've had this opportunity to switch arms, just notice how is it different when this arm is on top? Right? It's noticing those little differences that makes a difference in how we do our work. So you don't have to switch where your hand is holding, right? Your hand holds onto your ribs or your hand holds onto your armpit, but you don't have to slide the holding hand around. That's nice. And then let the whole thing go. Slide your legs and arms down and rest. And bend your legs again. And cross your arms whichever way you like. Maybe you feel like one is more appealing than the other. Or maybe you like the idea of continuing to move in order. Just noticing, what do I like? And this time, once again, just begin to move one arm in one direction, one arm in the other direction, just as you were just doing before. Noticing what your head feels like, and then could you try a few movements where you might need to open your eyes for this one, where your head stays still. So basically what you're beginning to do is the idea of differentiating the middle of yourself from the top and bottom. So this is even a more complex movement. So your eyes are facing the ceiling, your head is facing the ceiling, and it's a tiny movement of your torso to the right and left, and it won't feel like it moves as much, so don't force it. And now could you begin to move your head opposite your torso? So it's almost as if you're trying to look over your opposite shoulder as you go from one side to the other side. Just easy, easy. But remember that, remember that you want to reach with that arm. What happens sometimes when the head starts to go opposite is that the arm forgets to reach, or the other arm starts reaching even though you're planning to go in the other direction. So using my attention to notice where I'm using my torso and where I'm using my head. This is where we talk about Feldenkrais being for the brain. And then once again, let everything go, slide your legs down, and rest. Try to remember which arm was on top. So now bend your legs, bring your feet to standing. And whichever arm was on top, now switch so that the other arm is underneath. And this time, begin reaching right and left as you've been doing with your head going opposite. And what I'd like to invite you to do is see if sometimes your head goes opposite and sometimes your head goes with you, but allow it to be a smooth transition as if, you know, you go, okay, now I want my head to go this way. Now I want my head to go the other way without creating some sort of neurological interruption. See if you can make that a smooth transition. Oh, now I'd like to have my head go with me. This is the part where we can really see that the brain gets involved. And then let it go and rest. And now, leaving your arms by your side, bend your legs and bring your feet to standing. And could you just begin doing a movement of, you could say we're differentiating now the bottom part of the self from the top part of the self. So moving your pelvis right and left. And how do you do that? How do you move your pelvis right and left? You got a couple of options here. So you could do the movement by letting your knees fall from one side to the other side. So just try that a few times and see what that feels like. And you don't have to take it really far. It doesn't have to feel like you're pulling. And yet at the same time, you can feel again how that impacts on the two shoulder blades. And then let your head roll with your knees. And then pause a moment. And now, could you roll your pelvis right and left and keep your knees more or less in place? They'll actually move a little bit. One knee and then another knee will move away from your face. So it's kind of like you're walking on your back. And let your head go opposite the direction that your pelvis is rolling. So you're differentiating your bottom half and your head. What happens in the middle? What do you feel in the shoulder girdle area, which you've been working so much with differentiating before? If you could take a picture of your spine right now, what would your spine be doing? And then let it go, slide your legs down and rest. And now bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, cross whichever arm you want over your chest the way we did before. And this time, as you reach from one direction, one side to the other side, could you also allow that hip to lift? So in other words, as you're reaching with your right arm, let your right hip come up. As you're reaching with your left arm, let your left hip come up. So remember, you don't have to strain your arms. So you're not going opposite your arm. You're going with your arm. So you're reaching in a non-differentiated fashion. So the head is going with you right now. The arm is reaching. The hip is coming up. So I'm kind of rolling like a log from one side to the other side. So your head is going in the same direction as everything else. And at the same time, you're still doing that little bit of encouragement with the opposite arm. That's nice. And then let it come down, take a rest. And then bend your legs again and put the opposite arm on top. And this time, you're going to let your arm and hips move together, but your head moves in the opposite direction. So you're differentiating the hips and the shoulders from the head. And just notice, do you choose to use your legs differently or do you use your legs the same way here? Just noticing, do you add a little bit of the pressing or do you still let your knees fall over? Is there a choice involved? Is there one that's more pleasant for you? And then change it into a non-differentiated movement. Let your head go with you and feel the difference. Make sure you're not yanking. The one thing about this lesson is that, you know, we all carry so much tension in our rib cage, in the upper torso area, that this tiny movement can really have a big impact between the shoulder blades. So keep it within your comfort range. Don't pull it too hard. Great. And then let the whole thing go. Slide your legs down. Slide your arms down and rest. So now we get to the adventure part of the lesson. And some of you may find that you'll be better off if you scooch yourselves all the way down to the bottom of your mat, maybe even a little bit further down past the bottom of your mat with your legs long, so that when your feet are standing, you're still touching the mat, but you're way down. If you have plenty of room above your head, then you don't have to worry about it. But I'm just kind of preparing you for the journey ahead. So now bend your legs and put your feet standing if they're not already doing that. Cross your arms in any way you want across yourself, right? And you're going to resume the same movement of reaching with one arm and then the other arm and picking up the hip that goes with it. But this time, each time you put your hip down, you want it to, you're kind of like walking your hips away from your feet so that you're kind of going to be walking on your back up towards the top of your mat with your legs getting straighter and straighter. It's kind of like a wiggle-woggle movement using this rolling from side to side. So it's kind of like each time you're picking up your pelvis and then putting your buttocks down in a different spot. So you're rolling and lengthening. And you only go until your legs are almost straight, and then you have to figure out how to walk back. So you're kind of rolling back and forth, letting your legs get straighter and straighter, walking on your back. And then when you get to a point, not to the point of no return where you can't get back, you start reversing the movement, which means you kind of have to start scooching on your butt a little bit to get back to your place. And as you're doing this, just, you know, don't do it so violently that you get into a cramp mode. Keep it gentle and easy. Have fun with it. So you're moving away from your feet, and then you move back towards your feet. So don't take it to a point where your legs are so straight that you can't get back. It's kind of, you go towards straightening and then you go back. And yeah, that's great. And just notice what you're choosing to do with your head. And then let the whole thing go, take a rest, but stay down at the bottom of your mats. And just notice that kind of sense of vitality that moves through your body because of all that contact of your bones with the floor, right? We forget how much information of our skeleton is transmitting all the time, right? It's the resonance that it feels from working with the ground forces. It's working with gravity, and then it's relating to the muscles. So it seems like I'm just doing this little thing, rolling around, but I'm doing major things to the organization of my nervous system. And so we take this moment to just kind of feel that. And then once again, bend your knees, put your arms across so that the other arm is on top. And this time, could you begin doing the same walking backwards, but this time if you were moving your head with your torso, could you move your head opposite? If you were moving your head opposite, move your head with it. So start playing around. And you can also, if you want to, begin to play a little bit with speed. Maybe you want to do a few fast little scooches. Maybe you want to do a slow motion scooch. Start to feel what happens, especially in the space between the bottom of your ribs and your waist, when you play with your speed a little bit. So you could kind of turn it into a kind of a mini wriggle up. And now as you're continuing, could you once again give yourself the possibility of choice? Maybe sometimes moving your head with you, sometimes moving your head opposite. Maybe you'll find that going in one direction, it makes more sense to let your head go with you. And going in the other direction, it makes more sense to go opposite. Just notice, what does your body's intelligence tell you to do? And by the way, if you're starting to huff and puff or grunt, that means that you might be doing too much. Hold on one second, Judy. I'm unmuting you. Yes.
Is the intention that we lift our butt off the air?
Yeah. Well, not lift like in terms of a pelvic lift, but a rotation back and forth. So one side comes up and then the other side comes up. So you do have a little bit of a slide, but you're not trying to pick the whole thing up. And then let the whole thing go. Slide your legs down. Slide your arms down. Take a rest. Notice your breathing. Notice how your arms are touching the floor now. Once again, bend your arms, bend your legs, and bend your arms across your chest, in whichever direction you want, whichever one is on top, doesn't matter. And then just go back to the very original movement that we were doing. So you're reaching with one arm, your top arm in one direction, and then your bottom arm in the other direction, and letting your head roll with you. And just sensing for yourself, how has this movement changed? Has it changed? Or has your attitude towards how you do the movement changed? And now, instead of reaching, keep your hands holding on both sides, and could you take that same movement and begin to make it a little bit smaller and a little bit faster, so that you're kind of rocking from left and right very lightly. It's almost like a vibration, back and forth, but very tiny, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and just let your head follow along in whatever way it wants to, very tiny, and think about between your shoulder blades, the space between your shoulder blades being like the bottom of a bowl where you're kind of rolling across back and forth, almost like a vibration. Make sure you're still breathing, and then let the whole thing go, slide your legs and arms down and rest. And bend your legs again. Cross your arms the opposite way. And try, first of all, just the slow version of reaching one arm and then the other arm. Maybe this time letting your head go opposite, so you can just feel that kind of luxurious looking over the opposite shoulder. Again, paying attention to what you feel in the area between the bottom of your ribs and the top of your pelvis. Such a key area in our ability to be able to be straight. And then let your head continue with you. Make sure that your pelvis at this point is staying more or less still. And then once again, speed it up and just kind of have fun with it. I always feel like a little kid when I do this, just kind of almost giggly. Tiny, tiny, tiny. Make it smaller and faster. So you're not just moving your arms around. Let your head go with you. Let your torso roll with you. Think of that bottom of the bowl thing so that there's a space between your two shoulder blades. Almost like a little vibration. So you don't have to do the reaching of the arms anymore. You're holding on to both arms. You're holding on to your torso and just wiggling. That's it. And then let the whole thing go and rest. And just gently roll your head right and left, noticing what your contact is like with the floor as your head is rolling across. Is it smooth? Does your head feel lumpy? What's the quality in comparison to the way it was in the beginning of the lesson? And then pause with your head in the middle and just notice the distance of your right ear to your right shoulder, your left ear to your left shoulder, and how has that relationship changed? What do you feel between your shoulder blades? Notice the contact of the ribs on your right side, on your left side. Where do you feel the movement of your breathing right now? And then just take another moment to sort of catalog your other impressions, your arms, your legs, maybe even your face. And then slowly roll to whichever side you want to come up to standing. And once you're standing, just see what is it like now to turn around your axis? What is it like to turn your head? To move your upper torso around your pelvis and waist area? What do you feel underneath your feet? What's it like even with your eyes? And then just take a walk around the room and see if as you're walking, you can connect with this sense, especially, you know, as you walk, how the right side of the pelvis moves, then the left side, how that connects up with your shoulders. So now this is an idea of a differentiated movement, right? Because my pelvis is doing one thing, and then my shoulders will be moving opposite. And this is such a wonderfully complex movement, walking, right? We take it so much for granted. And now as you're walking, also just look around. So that means that you're walking and you're differentiating your head from the rest of yourself. That's great.